We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I don't know what more you need to see, Stoney. The Bengals, of all teams, won a playoff game this weekend. Last year, the Bills, for the first time since 95, won a playoff game. The Browns, for the first time since 94. You have had, in the span of 12 months here, three teams break so-called curses. The Lions are next.
Yeah, they are. When? Who the hell knows? It's weird. It's, you know, it's weird with the Bengals.
Yeah.
Because, yes, they haven't won a playoff game since before the Lions won their playoff game, right? But I still look at them a little differently because they've actually been to two Super Bowls. And one actually here.
Right.
And, their first one, was San Francisco's first, Super Bowl, which was a decent game. And the second time they were in was Montana with the unbelievable comeback down the stretch, the touchdown to John Taylor. So the Bengals, to me, they're the family ownership to a certain extent was reminiscent of the Fords, although they were even cheaper. Do you believe I heard this on the radio the other day? I have no idea if this is actually true or just they really don't have a practice facility. Like they practice like outside all the time and like outside the stadium. They have nothing. They didn't send scouts to the Chargers Raiders game because they're so cheap.
So that's the franchise that just won a playoff game. And I don't know have any other way of watching it without through the lens of a Lions fan. And I sit here and say, I've never seen a Lions playoff win in my life, Stoney. I've never seen a Lions playoff win in my life. And I know.
What year were you born?
93.
Okay, yeah.
And I know how Lions fans feel about the possibility of winning a playoff game. And it's laughed at. Like, forget the Super Bowl. It's laughed at. Mm-hmm. Lions in a playoff win, come on. And I think Bengals fans felt the same way. Oh, we're never going to get it done. All the years that Marvin Lewis got him in.
Right.
And they would lose anyway. They believed they were cursed. Well, snake-bitten that they would never get it done. And here they are.
Right.
Playoff winners feeling good.
And they had, their star quarterback got hurt in a playoff game, Carson Palmer, right?
Yeah, they felt like they were cursed and they would never win. I have never believed in curses.
I don't believe in curses. I don't believe in psychics. I don't believe in any of that stuff except for one. The Detroit Lions are cursed.
Do people actually believe that? 248-539-9797. Because I see good things happening to so-called cursed teams left and right. Like the Cubs, it took 108 years.
Okay.
Eventually won it. I'm not promising the Lions are winning it next year.
No.
I was encouraged by Dan Campbell's season, but I'm certainly not in the camp of, boy, this guy is a stone-cold lock to win a playoff game.
No, but curses don't last forever.
That's my point.
Right. But there are curses. And everybody thought... 50 years after the, I don't even think the whole Bobby Lane curse. I don't even believe in that.
And that's since gone, right?
Right. I just think the franchise is cursed. I mean, you just look at the list of things that have happened to this team between a player dying on the field, between a player, a young Pro Bowl alternate, Eric Andelsek just, cutting his grass and a semi truck just drives in and kills him. I mean, to those tragic things, to the Calvin rule, to all sorts of, to Justin Tucker, 66-yard field goal, the team that has given up twice the longest field goal in NFL history. It just goes on and on. And look, believe me, a lot of the stuff is self-inflicted.
That's my point.
But some of the stuff, you just have to sit there and say, really? Story, how does that happen?
Story, it's incompetence is how it happens. When you hire bad people and you employ bad people for a long time, you lose a lot.
Yeah, but some. But, like,
but you're only you're as good as your next hire. That's what I continue to think about the Lions. I thought Matt Millen stayed far too long, and that's as big a problem as any. Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn, when they were given one extra year, remember the letter from Sheila?
Yeah.
All the damage that 1 year did. You draft Okuda. You sign these Patriots guys on long-term deals. The result was, well, you didn't get the quarterback.
Right.
You end up with $60 million in dead cap, and poor Dan Campbell's digging himself out of this hole. Incompetence is the reason why they've lost. They haven't hired good people.
No, there's no doubt about it. But the things that I mentioned, guys dying on the Chuck Hughes dying on the field, the Andelsek thing, Mike Utley, Reggie Brown, who's going to be a really good player when they beat the Jets when Barry rushed for 2,000 yards, you know, that season, his career ends. I mean, those things. That's why they're cursed. And yes, they've. You know, the fact that Calvin and Barry left, I mean, that's part of the curse, but that's part of being an incompetent organization.
So how do people square this stuff? Like, do you feel like the Lions are cursed? Do you feel it's incompetence, combination of the two? When you see the Bengals win a playoff game, the Lions are up next, right? That's how I look at it. What do you need to see to believe that it's going to happen anytime soon? That's the second leg of this. Curse, well, incompetence, and then when do they catch up and win their playoff game?
That's when it ends. Well, no, it ends when they get to the Super Bowl, let alone win it. That's when it really ends. But win a playoff game so people can feel like – people can know what it's like to go through a run where, you know, your last five, six games of the season, every game means something besides draft position. I mean, it's great to be a fan when your team is really, really good. We don't have that. Haven't had that.
Did you see Zach Taylor – after the game?
He went to a bar in Cincinnati, right?
He went to a bar and he gave fans a game ball. Mm-hmm. What do you think Dan Campbell would do if he won a playoff game in Detroit?
Oh, he'd go crazy. It'd be great. We have some
smashing beers like he's Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Mm-hmm. Here's some ticket text. For me to believe that the Lions could be next, I would have to see Goff have a season-ending injury in week one next year that would allow the Lions to get Bryce Young. That's from Dimitri in Southfield. Look, I you don't want to see anybody get hurt. I know I have a friend or two who actually hopes they tank the whole season next year. Is Bryce Young going to be that guy? I don't know.
So people get excited about both Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud.
Correct.
And I think the hype is only going to grow around Stroud next season. You're under his belt, going to have great receivers. If you want one of those two quarterbacks, the thought is, well, you're just going to go suck and lose a bunch of games next year. I think they're going to be a little better next season.
I know. Sure.
And Stoney, if they do the right things in building up this football team, if they draft well again and build up the receiving core and the defense, you get to 2023. You got two first-round picks.
Yes.
You can trade up and take a swing on a quarterback, but you got to get your house in order first.
Correct. I don't know if they'd be able to, well, depending on where the Rams pick is, trade up to get one of those two, but we'll see. The Lions will forever be cursed as long as the Ford family owns the team. That's from Phil in a car.
So there are people who believe in this stuff.
Yeah, well, and the fact of the matter is, that Ford took over on the day that Kennedy was assassinated is just lion-esque. Some other team will accumulate another 30-year drought and break it before the Lions break their own streak. if we lost close games that came down to a play, that would be cursed. This is something much worse than a curse.
Lions fans, are you cursed? Are you incompetent? When the Bengals finally get up off the mat and win a playoff game, I got to believe curses aren't real. You can do this. You got to hire good people. You got to draft well. And you can win a playoff game. I don't know how you can be a fan and believe your team can never win a playoff game. That's something else entirely.
No.
I do think people, and I've been there too, you find ways to cope as a Lions fan.
Yeah.
And sometimes you laugh so you don't cry, right?
Right,
when Tucker makes that 60-yard field goal at the buzzer, I chuckled. I mean, it's just how you are as a Lions fan. You're like, of course.
Yeah.
Of course that's how they lose. Yeah. There's different ways to cope, but I don't believe they're cursed and will never win.
Oh, curses disappear eventually. And that's
you got like a shaman you can get for us, Stoney? Like, how does this curse end?
For them winning a playoff game.
Okay.
That's how it ends.
How far away do you think they are
from winning a playoff game? I think they're a couple years away. Have the opportunity. Now, it also depends on how long a certain quarterback's going to stay in their division. I think that makes a big difference. I'm not sold completely that Justin Fields is going to be the guy to take over the division either. Minnesota, you know, Kirk Cousins isn't going to be that guy. Now, I'm not saying Goff or whoever the next Lions quarterback will, but you have a chance if you build other things around your quarterback, like a good defense, a great offensive line, which they appear to be on the way of having, that you can do it.
Well, because I watch the Bengals win, and I think the easy button is, well, yeah, you get yourself a Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow changed their fortunes. They were a two-win football team, cursed, playoff winless, no upside. Burrow steps in, gets hurt last year, but is healthy this year. They give him Chase, and they've put weapons around him, and what do you know? They not only won that game, there's some upside that they can make a run now.
Oh, yeah, and they also, for the first time in a long time, actually spent some money in the offseason with some free agents, right? What's his name?
Trey Hendrickson?
Yeah.
That was a big move.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you have 14, 15 sacks this season.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. They showed the graphic in-game key free agents. They built up a football team in a matter of a couple seasons.
Yeah.
Now, it was sped up because they had Joe Burrow. The thing with the Lions, they don't have Joe Burrow, and there's not really a path to a Joe Burrow quarterback. There's not that guy in this year's draft.
Another reason why they're cursed. When they have the number one or number two pick, there's no great quarterback. The year that they took Joey Harrington, nobody thought he was going to be great. Obviously, people thought he was going to be better than he was. What was that? That was the year of the Houston Texans came into the league. So instead of, let's say, hypothetically, we have no idea, Carolina had the number one pick, okay? Let's say they would have taken the number one quarterback available, which was David Carr, who Houston took. And the Lions would have taken Peppers. But no. They're cursed. They took Joey Harrington.
97-1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.